All right, everybody, this is Chase March, and I have a treat for you today. I had an amazing weekend, a weekend just full of music. First off was the Jack Richardson Music Awards in London, Ontario. There were panel discussions and seminars, and I got to sit in on one that was really interesting, and I want to play some of the audio I got for you there. This seminar was called Publicity Using New and Old Media. It was hosted by Robert Breen, but there was a really inspirational story that Nick Duncan said, and he's a communications coordinator from Canadian Musician Magazine. And in this speech, you also hear Rose Cora Perry, who is an artist and a singer and a writer and a blogger and all that as well, and you hear the host speak. So I just want to play that for you. It's pretty inspirational. After that, there's going to be a clip that's kind of relating to the same thing, and that's from Brother Ali, amazing rapper from Minneapolis, and I got a chance to interview him Friday night when he was in Toronto doing a show. So all in all, it was a pretty amazing weekend. I got to speak to all the high school kids that did the Battle of the Bands for the JRMAs as well. That'll be coming up in a further podcast. You can look forward to that. I also had a chance to speak to the hip-hop nominees, and we had a great discussion about hip-hop with them as well. All in all, I got about 5 hours worth of radio this weekend alone to put together. This is just a little teaser for you and a little inspiration for any musicians out there and for anybody, listener in general. Some knowledge was dropped, so stay tuned. Enjoy.
You heard me earlier say that research is king, and there's another one that I have. It goes like this. Everyone is a resource. Just like that. Let me tell you something. I got a car sitting out there in the parking lot. Got me into a crazy accident, whipped me, and thank God that I'm alive and I can still walk. But it threw me like a mofo, and I ended up in a tree. And my mechanic is my neighbor. I went to his name's Jorge. Everybody calls him George. But I went to him. I went to him and I said, Jorge, yo, man, made my car look pretty, so cops don't harass me. There was a little damage that I couldn't take care of then. I had to wait, but I needed it to look pretty to you know, pacify the cops. So he made it look pretty, you know. It took him a little while, and he made it look good. And about 4 days after that, I was to show up at a university and speak to their class. And if it wasn't for Jorge making my car look pretty, I wouldn't have been able to make that trip. And so when I told them the story, they asked me, one kid asked me what Jorge had to do with communications or entertainment. And I said, I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for Jorge. Everybody is a resource to you. And I want to say to this cat right here who asked the question, yourself or your friends or family or somebody else, this is the order of things. The plan, the team, then the rest. So if you got yourself a product and you're going to go out there and do it haphazardly or half-assed or all over the place, what do you think you can get with that? You need a plan. You need a plan. And once you got the plan, you need a team because you can't do it by yourself. So if that means getting your brother, sister, father, brother, you know, sister, uncle, nephew, niece, grandma, go get them. Go get grandma to work the phone for you if that's what you need. Go get your cousin Bill to, you know, write your press release for you if that's what you need. Go get your Uncle Tom. That's a bad one.
Some of you may not get that, some of you will.
And then it started a war.
Lucky thing I said that, eh? Yes! But everybody is a resource, is what I'm saying to you. Access them. Call them, find them out. The 9 people that don't call you, man, let me tell you, anybody who sends me an email from a card I get and say, hey, Nick, it was good to meet you, you know, at the conference, it was good to meet you with the show, I got them. I've got them, and I take that email, and I put it somewhere. And if they ever come back to me and say, hey, Nick, do you remember me from so-and-so? I remembered you because I at least had at least 2, possibly 3, maybe 4, you know, emails from you. I'll remember you. But if you take my card, or you don't give me your card, I never see you again, don't think for a minute you made an impact the first time you meet somebody, because you didn't. If you did, it's probably because you got something going on. You know what I'm saying? You stood out in some mega way. And if not, then they're not going to remember you. Access your resources. Use your team. These 2 cats right here, teammates, man. Whatever they can do, have them do it. There are girls out there, man, when you rock on stage, will love you. have them do work for you, my friend. I'm telling you. I know it sounds like not a thing to say, but it's true. There's going to be all kinds of people that will love you. Access them and make them work for you.
You got to use what you have. Use it all, man.
And for that matter, be a resource to other people, too. Because today, you guys all learned something that maybe you have musician friends, you can share that with them. And that's how it comes back, you know? It's like when you ask somebody to help you write a bio, the process of going through that kind of deepens your relationship, and maybe someday you can do something for them. You can provide a contact to somebody, and that's kind of how this thing works, is it's a two-way street, too. It's just not what you can get.
I think every now and then we should actually try to step outside of our comfort zone. So like every now and then, you know, visit a MySpace page that you wouldn't normally go to, or read a book that you wouldn't normally read, try to
or talk to a person that you normally wouldn't talk to. You know what I mean? In my mind, that's what I hope my music could be. You know, in my little fantasy of what I'm doing in music, that's what it is. Is that I've had a chance to be up close and personal with people from so many different walks of life that I'm hoping on this album that just came out, Us, I'm hoping to tell these different stories in a way that somebody who might not know these people, you know, but feels like they relate to me, can hear the humanity and hear themselves in other people's situations, you know. In my mind, I really view that as being what my role is in music.
Yeah.
Because of the experiences I've been blessed to have.
That's really relevant in your music. I mean, there's several times where you actually say in your lyrics, you know, you can tell a story through me, or, you know, so it's not even about you. And so many rappers, it's all about them. It's almost always about them. And with your lyrics, it seems to be about us, you know, it's like about everybody. You're like, I don't know, spreading the love or something. It's just hard to say, but I find your music really inspiring that way. Well, I hope you found that podcast inspiring. I found it pretty inspiring. And stay tuned for more, because the full Brother Ali interview is up. And I don't know if I'm going to put any more of the panel discussions up. Some of the audio wasn't the best. But I'm just going to leave you now with the title track from Brother Ali's album, Us. Once again, it's inspiring and lets you know that we're all in this together. There's no me, there's no you, there's just us. And that was the whole thesis of today. You can learn from everyone. Everyone's a resource. There's no me, there's no you, there's just us. Thanks for tuning in. Peace.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. I love it. Yes, I do. Let me get one more. Check this out right here. I started rhyming just to be somebody, to make people notice me at the party, and not be just the new kid that's albino. Make them say, yeah, I know, but have you heard him rhyme? No. Now I take that same party around the globe, and my story connected with a lot of folks. I hope so, cause that's the only thing that I know. I know it so well, I tell it with my eyes closed. And I go with the feeling from the start, blind in the eyes, so I see you with my heart. And to me, all y'all look exactly the same. Fear, faith, compassion, and pain. And try as we may to mask it with names, such as your religion or your class or your race. The same color blood just passed through our veins, and tears taste the same when they splash on your face. The world's getting too small to stand in one place. It's like we're roommates just sharing a space. Can't separate and still carry the weight. Gotta heal, get away from the fear and the hate. Gotta shake free from them chains. You see what remains, just a human being, end of the day. Don't matter to me what name you gave your spiritual claim. Close your eyes and you see what I'm saying. I started rhyming just to be somebody. I found out that I already was. Cause can't nobody be free unless we're all free. It's no me and no you, it's just us. Street preacher, what a fan once called me. I've been called worse and tried to live up. Hope you don't mind a few more stories. I swear to God, y'all, I tell them with love.